It's religion today, it's ideology today, and our secularist friends also have a faith.
Some kind of Disneyland fantasy.
I know how this is going to get heard in the secular world.
Where the pseudo-Christian masks are off.
That's nonsense, ladies and gentlemen.
Apologetics isn't just about giving answers to other people's questions. It's also about learning to question other people's answers or even question the question itself.
In a Christian worldview.
Well, welcome to Quantum number 87, this time from my apartment in Sydney, where I guess we are in effective lockdown, not as severe as in the UK. And of course, this week, no matter where you are in the world, the story is the coronavirus or COVID-19. I'm going to take a slightly different approach to it. I'm not going to give you all the details and facts. It's hard to keep up with everything that's happening. But I tell you what, let's just begin with a word of advice from the police. It's very interesting to me how well people are social distancing here. We were just out for a walk in the park and everyone was observing the distance. I was really, really impressed with that. And I think if people do have that attitude, it will be enormously helpful. My friend David Meredith put up this quote from Richard Baxter, who, for those of you who don't know, was a minister in Kidderminster in the 1640s and 50s. He wrote a book called The Reformed Pastor, which I love, but he has another book called A Christian Directory. And in it, he has a number of questions. And this is fascinating. This is from the 17th century. Question 109. May we omit church assemblies on the Lord's Day if the magistrate forbid them? Answer. If the magistrate, for a greater good, such as the common safety, forbid church assemblies in a time of pestilence, assault of enemies, or fire, or the like necessity, it is a duty to obey him, because positive duties give place to those great natural duties which are their end. So Christ justified himself and his disciples' violation of the external rest of the Sabbath, for the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. These are great words of advice. Well, crises like this bring out both the best and the worst in human nature. In terms of the worst, I think of landlords in Skye, the island of Skye in Scotland, charging £3,000 per month to escape the virus, as if that's possible. I think of the Aviemore Coilumbridge Hotel sacking and evicting staff, and then of course backing off after the fuss. By the way, congratulations to McDonald Hotels, owned by a Christian, who offered to put up these sacked staff and help them. I think of buy-to-let landlords taking government mortgage relief and continuing to charge the same rent. Yeah. And this also shows the worst of human nature. Listen to this nurse just having come off a night shift.
I'm a critical care nurse. I've just finished 48 hours of work. I just wanted to get some stuff in for the next 48 hours. There's no fruit, there's no vegetables. I just don't know how I'm supposed to stay healthy. And nurse people, when people are just stripping the shelves of basic foods, you just need to stop it. Because it's people like me that are going to be looking after you when you're at your lowest. Just stop it. Please.
Well, I really feel for her. My daughter is a coronavirus nurse in London. And she went into a supermarket one night and there was just nothing there. I mean, it's extremely distressing. Why are people so greedy? There's no shortage of food. By the way, when we're talking about nurses, I think it is abominable that the government have not prioritized giving them proper protective kits. Here's another thing in terms of human nature. Harvard, you know, that bastion of enlightenment and progressive values, the one that tells us all how we should behave. It has an endowment fund that's got tens of billions. Billions, not millions. They've laid off all their dining hall workers. And just unbelievable. Unbelievable. The universities agreed to provide 30 days pay for the directly hired dining workers. They're refusing to provide this pay for the subcontracted dining workers. Yeah, Harvard, that's progressive values for you. Okay, here's something else that's, I think, brings out the worst. This is so cringe. Listen to it.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
No hell below us.
Above us only sky.
Imagine all the people
living for today.
Now, these are apparently celebrities. I say apparently because I couldn't recognize any of them, but maybe I'm just so out of touch. Or maybe we've redefined what celebrity is in our culture. But these are celebrities who are singing Imagine. And what's wrong with it? Well, let me deconstruct it a little bit, and forgive me for taking a little bit of time to do this. First of all, imagine there's no countries. Yeah. Because right now, every country is defending its people by being a country and tightening its borders. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Yeah, it's extremely hard to do. And it's something that we wouldn't want right now. I'm very thankful that in Australia, our government is looking after us, closing our borders. The same in the United Kingdom, the same in the United States, same in Italy, Switzerland, Germany, anywhere. It's something that's necessary. And then what about this one? Imagine no possessions. That one always makes me sick because these are celebrities, which means they're wealthy, which means they are at home in their with their houses, with their swimming pools and their gyms and everything else. They're not in a crummy council house estate somewhere locked up with three kids, not allowed out, play parks closed, no pub to go to, no playground to go to. No. Where are they? They're the ones with the possessions. How can we imagine no possessions? And then they want to imagine no religion because that's what they do. They think there's no heaven above us, no hell below us, because they have this rather bizarre view that that's what Christianity and other religions teach, which we don't. Honestly, that song was as tasteless, illogical, and dumbed down as it was tuneless.
You. Then they say that I'm a dreamer.
But I'm not the only one.
I hope someday you'll join us.
And the world will be as one.
Okay, but sticking with the coronavirus, I think the most accurate information I'm getting in terms of the actual figures are from the Johns Hopkins University in the United States, and they're well worth having a look at. They provide data, and at the time of recording, they are saying there are 472,109 confirmed cases in the world. There are 21,308 deaths and 114,870 who've recovered. Italy has the most deaths with over 7,500, followed by Spain with over 3,600, China 3,169, Iran over 2,000, France 1,300, then the United Kingdom with 465. It's fascinating that Australia, the rate is not climbing as much as might have been expected, and so far we've had 11 deaths out of 2,364 cases. Now, my concern is the extent to which this takes hold in poorer countries, particularly in Africa and Pakistan and other countries like that. But we continue to pray and we continue to hope that this will be resolved quickly. Now, some of you who are listening to this, you may know this better than me. How many people are dying of COVID-19? So in Italy, we're saying that there's 7,503. But on the death certificate, what it actually says is that they have COVID. It's not necessarily that they died of that. And I've just read a report that suggests that the number is much, much smaller, 12, actually, or even that can't, I'm sure that can't be right. But basically, 90% of those in Italy who've died are elderly with pre-existing conditions. It's, yeah, whatever it is, I think this is incredibly serious, and I think we are right to take the precautions. And we do pray for governments that they would be able to get this right. But life goes on, or at least the progressive causes go on. Some of this is spectacular. But hold on, I'm going to give you a little bit of bad news, and then I've got some really good stuff to come at the end just to cheer you up. Mermaids, the transgender advocacy group, have put out a tweet to children. This is what they say. Privacy can be tricky with all the family around at the moment, so we gave our new desktop website an exit button so you can easily jump to another site if you need to. This is an organization encouraging children to hide their internet viewing from their parents. Yeah, mermaids, way to go. That's how to encourage grooming. Or here's another one. The National Secular Society, in a now deleted tweet, complained about the fact that religious workers, particularly clergy, were listed as essential workers and therefore their children should be able to go to school. In a tweet which shows how spiteful, bitter, and nasty, trivial they are, they moaned about this and, you know, asked why religious workers are included. They're obviously not important. Give me strength. And then we come to abortion. New Zealand have passed an abortion law just now, and I think that's just unbelievably bad. It's the most liberal abortion law in the world. In Ohio, abortion services were to be closed down, I mean, as all non-essential medical services, but now that's been said that it is absolutely essential. In the United Kingdom, they tried to get a law passed which would enable people to do self-abortions at home, and that hasn't happened. Somebody even reckons that during the course of this pandemic in the United Kingdom alone, 44,000 lives will be saved because of people not being able to have abortions. Isn't it strange how we're so desperate to save some lives and so desperate to take others? And then here's another one. This one really takes the biscuit. Meereen Farooqi, Australia's first Muslim senator, has said this. I'm not sure I've been able to get the speech for it, but let me just go with this. Let's not forget that COVID-19 is a gendered crisis. Nurses, teachers, workers, and early childhood educators, aged care workers, and cleaners are mostly women. Yeah, but lady, 70% of those who died in Italy are men. It's reckoned that men are much more likely to catch it and men are much more likely to die. What a bizarre statement to make. And then here's another classic from Pink News. The coronavirus pandemic is having a dramatic effect on LGBT+ parents who are expecting children via surrogacy because they're not able to travel. Or another classic from Peter Tatchell, who's written an article saying that threesomes in Italy are still permissible. Oh, Lord, help us.
How far are we allowed to go to fix something that's broken? Until the remedy is worse than the disease.
Never mind, when we're locked away, we can always go to fantasy, to Marvel Comics. Yeah, right. Marvel Comics have some brand new superheroes who are out to promote diversity. Snowflake is the name of Marvel's first non-binary character. Wow, Snowflake. And Snowflake has a twin called Safe Space. Yeah, I'm sorry, that's not spoof. That's the reality.
Michael Morbius.
What's up, Doc?
Okay, I think that's enough of that. Let's just look at some things that are a little bit more, shall we say, fun or even helpful. One is myself and my colleague, Steve McAlpine, have set up in the Third Space House. Third Space is the organization we work for, and we've created this room. Well, we've created this home, which has different rooms, and we've added a new room. And this room's called the Panic Room. And the idea is every single day at 11 a.m. Sydney time, 8 p.m. Perth, Australia time, 12 midnight. It would be UK time. I think it would be 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're just going to do 10 minutes just looking at this issue. There's a very serious side to it, but also a more lighthearted look as well.
Don't panic, anybody.
You know, when you tell people not to panic, they do panic, don't they? But our idea was to open this up so that Christians and non-Christians could come in alike and just share in observations, maybe some good music, some humour and other things, as well as things to help. So, look, we'll put a link. Feel free to pull over to thirdspace.org.au and come into the panic room. Then in the UK, you are being restricted to going out for one walk per day. So I thought this song was appropriate. And then speaking of music, this is absolutely wonderful. I mean, absolutely wonderful. It's a group of musicians, largely from Malaysia, who basically recorded playing back on their phones and have mixed it all together. Just listen to a bit of this. It's so, so beautiful. And then, as you're locked in your house, I guess now's the time to watch The Lord of the Rings, the 3 extended version of the films. That should keep you going for a wee while. Here's this marvellous, marvellous scene from The Fellowship of the Ring, where Gandalf speaks to Frodo in Moria. Listen to this.
I wish the ring had never come to me. I wish none of this had happened.
So do all who live to see such times, but that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to us. There are other forces at work in this world, Frodo, besides the will of evil. Bilbo was meant to find the ring, in which case you also were meant to have it. And that is an encouraging thought.
I wish that this had not happened. And so do all who live to see such times, but that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given us. Amen. We have to decide what to do with the time that is given us, knowing that the Lord is in charge. And then here's something else that's absolutely marvelous. The Jamaican president calling his people to prayer.
Teach us
thy way and lead us into thy paths. Give us sight and direction. Teach us true respect for all, and give us a heart that fears you and regards the sanctity of life. Heavenly Father, it is our deep desire for our nation to be released from the burden of the sins of our past and to be reconciled to Almighty God. Have mercy and grant us our present and grant us our request. We decree and declare that Jamaica, under God, shall increase in beauty, fellowship and prosperity, and play her part in advancing the welfare of the whole human race. Grant us these mercies and blessings in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Go for it, brother, and would that we had more leaders like you. In fact, if you're interested in prayer, I'll put a link to this, but I've been asked to do the prayer notes for Christians United in Australia, which is really the Christian media. I do that every single day. I look at countries all over the world. If you want to join us in prayer, it's 19 minutes at 1900. That particularly doesn't matter, but just praying every day, we need to be doing that. So going to leave you. I will give you my quote of the day. I'm just reading Richard Sibbes just now, and it's beautiful. And it was said of him that heaven was in him before he was in heaven, meaning the qualities and the grace and the beauty that he reflected in his life. And may that be true for every one of us. But I'm going to leave you, especially if you're feeling troubled, with these wonderful words from Paul Robeson. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. God bless you. If you want to support Quantum, then please do go on to the Podbean fundraiser. If you've got news from your area, particularly about coronavirus, just pass it on to me. It's been good to get news from you. We pray for one another. We uphold one another. And we remember that there is someone who has come to be the savior of the world. And I pray and hope that everyone who listens to this will follow him and trust him and love him. May the Lord bless you. See you next week.
Sometimes I feel discouraged and think my work's in vain. And then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. There is a balm in Gilead to make a wounded whole. Like Peter, if you can pray like Paul, go home and tell your neighbor.